Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com. Today we are previewing the upcoming matchup between the Steelers and the Cleveland Browns at First Energy Stadium. You know, they have a name now.
I've heard.
Yes.
First matchup there.
Yes, between the Steelers and your Cleve Brownies. I don't know. What do you expect Sunday? Because I've given up trying to figure this out.
Very, very risky business trying to look ahead and come up with the kind of performance the Steelers are going to deliver. But I got to say I was very encouraged by that Detroit game. I thought highly of that Lions team coming here. And I think it was significant not just beating Detroit, but jumping ahead and then taking a couple of punches to the chops, maybe getting knocked down a couple times, and then not just rallying to retake the lead, but finishing the job by taking the ball back and scoring again and removing all doubt at the end of the fourth quarter. If they can do some more of that, it should work against Cleveland, because I don't think Cleveland's as good as Detroit.
Yeah, I don't either. And, you know, it. And as you mentioned, it's not a high percentage business. Also, trying to predict the specifics of the Steelers' performance either from one week to the next. And, you know, I've gone over this game now a few times in my head, and, you know, I really just see the Browns' offense as a unit that can be taken advantage of. I really, you know, think that they are a mistake-prone group. They're not real good in terms of their red zone offense. So even when they, you know, move the ball, you know, they're not that likely to score touchdowns, and their red zone defense is last in the NFL. So, you know, again, I don't know. I think that the Steelers can go there and win handily, and that really frightens me to think that.
Yeah, particularly with that Browns defense, it's kind of a contradictory set of statistics. You mentioned the red zone problems. They're also 28th in opponents' third downs.
Right.
And they're first in the league in opponents' yards per play.
Right. How
that
does
stuff, that stuff shouldn't add
no, it doesn't add up.
To what it adds up to. They've got some weapons offensively. Josh Gordon is having a nice year and emerging. Their tight end, Jordan Cameron, was having a great start to the year. But since Jason Campbell has become the quarterback, his catches are down, and he hasn't scored a touchdown in three games. And the running game, although rated higher than the Steelers right now, is a mess. They're just, you know, kind of grabbing backs and throwing them in and seeing what they have and then going to another one. They have one rushing touchdown, the Browns, all season. Problems, problems, problems.
Yeah, I think that, you know, and this is always, you know, an important part of the recipe for any win on the road. But even more so, I think this Sunday, the Steelers need to jump on them quickly. I think if the Steelers do to the Browns what they did to the Lions, you don't have that comeback that the Lions put together. They don't have any dynamic offensive weapons that are, you know, going to turn a simple post pattern into a 79-yard touchdown like the Lions have with Calvin Johnson. So, you know, get off to a good start, hit him in the mouth, and I think that, you know, things will go well enough from there that you can leave with a win. And, you know, again, we are at that point now where the style points really don't matter. The Steelers need to get out of Cleveland with a win. It doesn't matter how it looks or how it's achieved, because really, to me, you know, the thread that is holding this dream together, that this team, Steelers, I mean, can write their season and contend for a playoff spot, is, well, you got all these division games left. If you go 5-1 in the division, you know, and no matter who you're tied with, you'll win the tiebreaker. So this is a division game. The Steelers, you know, you talk about they don't have very many, if any, losses to give. They certainly have no division losses to give.
Or even, you know, conference loss
right.
would be impactful potentially also. You know, I like your possible scenario for winning. There's another way they could win. That would be the way they won at the New York Football Jets. Just don't let their defense destroy everything early and dictate the game. Find a way not to allow that to happen, and then eventually you outlast them because you have the better offense.
Right. If you don't help their offense, I don't know that they're going to be able to score a lot of points. And if the number, you know, that they are able to put up is low enough, you have a franchise quarterback, and maybe he can erase, you know, a one-score deficit for you with the fling of his right arm.
Yeah, that's scenario B. Now, scenario C would be succumb to the Browns blitzing, let them blow everything up, and walk out of there looking out of the ear hole of your helmet wondering what just happened.
Right.
And that would be the bad scenario.
Yeah, and, you know, then it's, I don't know, they don't give up, but I just think that any realistic scenario in which the Steelers then could become playoff contenders, to me, is pretty much out the window because, you know, you and I have talked about this a bunch of times. When I look at the, you know, the possibilities in the other games and the other teams and, you know, what this team has to do, blah, 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 this and that, all of those teams that are between the Steelers and a playoff spot are going to lose games. The thing to me is, are the Steelers going to win? Are they going to win enough, often enough, for the numbers to work out in the end? And, you know, they've stacked two wins twice this season. But I think to be a playoff contender, you need to do better than that, especially when your season started with a four-game losing streak. So now it's time for the Steelers to make up some of these numbers. It's the Cleveland Browns, a team in transition still, I believe. And, you know, you just got to find a way to get it done up there.
Yeah. Interesting point made by Heath Miller in the locker room today, Labs. He said that an AFC North team has not beaten another AFC North team on the road this year. Steelers have road games at Cleveland and then at Baltimore on Thanksgiving.
You think that was like researched by the Mike Tomlin research department and maybe presented to the student athletes in a team meeting, or you think they?
I don't think Heath went home and said, "Hey, I wonder." Let me check some numbers.
He didn't use his UVA diploma to come up with that
down.
Stat.
These division games. We have seen repeated examples, not just in Steelers games, but in all the division games. The records are less significant
right.
than the fact that it's a division game and you get a 15-round fight and you get everybody's best and you're going to have to bleed a little bit to get the W.
And having lost two of their last four up there, I don't think the Steelers should go in overconfident.
No, I don't imagine that'll be the case. I'm curious to see what they come up with to combat this blitzing Cleveland defense. A couple other interesting stats for you. The Browns have 15 guys with sacks. And 11 guys with more than one sack. So Ray Horton's got them coming from everywhere and anywhere with whomever. The Steelers have to be able to deal with that. If they deal with that as well as they dealt with Detroit, Ben Roethlisberger talking this week about how he and Todd Haley came up with the no-huddle, quick-snap, quick-tempo approach to neutralize Detroit's defensive line. Boy, did that work well.
Yes.
And okay, guys, figure this out and do it again.
Or use my recipe. Have your defense abuse their offense. Keep the number low so that you don't have to do all that much against that defense.
As they said in a league of their own,
can't we do both? That'll do it for this edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. For Mike Prasuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next Monday after Steelers-Browns.